President Bush has proposed boosting U.S. aid to the world's poorest nations by $5 billion over 3 years. The announcement precedes the International Conference on Financing Development that the president will attend next week in Monterrey, Mexico. And it marks a turning point because until now, the Bush administration has resisted pressure to pledge more aid. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Foreign leaders and World Bank President James Wolfensohn have been pleading for more help, arguing that fighting poverty is one way to tackle terrorism. President Bush now says he agrees.
Being poor doesn't make you a murderer. Most of the plotters of September the 11th were raised in comfort. Yet persistent poverty and oppression can lead to hopelessness and despair. And when governments fail to meet the most basic needs of their people, these failed states can become havens for terror.
The White House says the new money will come in the form of grants and will flow only to countries that make needed reforms.
To make progress, we must encourage nations and leaders to walk the hard road of political, legal, and economic reform so all their people can benefit.
The president says his administration will insist on measurable results, and he says other donors and international lending agencies should, too. The aid won't begin to flow until 2004, and it's not an overly generous amount, according to Nancy Birdsall, president of the Center for Global Development. She says right now, out of every dollar the U.S. government spends, only about one half of one penny goes to foreign aid. The extra $5 billion now on the table would be spread over 3 years, so spending would jump by roughly 14%.
We're talking about a small amount on a small base. On the other hand, it's the biggest single increase in many years in foreign aid.
And Birdsall says it's a big turnaround for the Bush administration. Until now, officials, including Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, have questioned whether development assistance really works. O'Neill points out that some African countries have actually lost ground in recent decades.
There's something wrong with what we're doing, where not only does the living standard not go up, in our century the living standard goes down. How could this be?
O'Neill has suggested that private capital offers a better route out of poverty than the smaller sums foreign assistance provides. But development experts, including economist and Nobel laureate Joseph Stiglitz, have argued with him.
We know now more about how to spend aid more effectively than we did in the past. And if anybody says there's not evidence that aid can be well spent, they just haven't looked at the record.
World Bank President James Wolfensohn says donors have learned how to target funds better, and many developing country governments that used to balk at needed reforms are now embracing them.
They're committing to good governance, to improving the investment climate, to investing in their people, and the marked improvement in policies in much of the developing world since the 1980s shows that they're serious and that they're having an effect.
European nations, the World Bank, and the UN hoped the Monterrey Conference on Financing Development would kick off a bold new campaign to cut the world's poverty rate in half by the year 2015. To reach this goal, they say wealthy nations must double what they give. The new U.S. proposal won't come close to meeting that target. America will still be contributing a far smaller share of its income than other wealthy nations. But rock star activist Bono, who met with President Bush before the announcement, is hopeful.
The check here is for $5 billion. Truth is, it's not enough, and it's not soon enough. But you know what? The President of the United States doesn't think it is either. And he says he's prepared to write more checks, as long as we can prove to him that we are effective.
The Monterrey Conference will be well underway when President Bush arrives late next week. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.